The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
This is the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Good morning. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, Phil, realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
How's your January going?
Oh, fabulous. How is your January going?
It's going.
Yeah.
I can't wait for spring.
I know. Well, it's around the corner. Let's just tell ourselves that, right? The lies we tell ourselves so we can get out of bed in the morning. We have with us Jackie Knight, mom, and Lauren Knight, daughter. They're both of Knight Well Drilling. They're called the Water Boss out of Goldsboro. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us. We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we talk real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been guiding, assisting, and advising clients in real estate matters for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and check out the progress of the construction of the new building at the corners.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to mobilefriendlyjruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And don't forget, if you need an appraisal, we have a certified residential appraiser with John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company. That's for any type of estate. If you have a divorce, any family sale that you have with a home, a property, a certified residential appraiser on staff at John A. Ruddy Appraisal Company. Once again, Jackie Knight and Lauren Knight, mother-daughter team at Knight Well Drilling. How are you?
Well, how are you?
Great. So how long has Knight Well Drilling been in business and where are you located?
We've been in business since 1962. We're located right on Main Street in Goldsboro.
And you not only drill wells, which is your name, Knight Well Drilling, you actually treat water.
Yes. We call ourselves the Water Boss because we start with testing the water, maintaining the water, servicing it, the pumps and systems, and also filtering systems.
I have a question for you. So you both own and operate Knight Well Drilling.
Yes.
Jackie is the mom. Lauren is the daughter. You are in a male-dominated field. How does that go over with the general public?
Well, when I started with the business 30 years ago, it is a male-dominated business. And the one thing I discovered is that you need to know your products. You need to know your information. And so with Lauren working under me, she got the same speech. She's got to know also. And so sometimes it's still hard for us to, you know, sometimes people call me Jack, and that's fine. But it's, no, when people call us back after they've had a conversation with us, they realize we know what we're talking about. We're there to help them. We're not there to just make a sale. We want people happy. We want them to come back. We want them to tell other people, hey, they're going to help you with the problem.
And you want them to have safe water, ultimately.
Correct.
Right?
That's key.
That's cool. And so you've been in business for 50 plus years. So that's, to me, convinces me that you know what you're doing. Okay, great. So last week we were talking about bacteria and testing water, well water. This week, let's talk about servicing those systems. Is this something that people can save money and do it themselves?
No, absolutely not. We don't recommend it. I mean, there are people that are definitely knowledgeable about their well system and they could probably do some minor maintenance on it. But as far as pulling your pump or anything electrical, we absolutely do not recommend doing that at all. And a lot of times we get calls. I actually had one yesterday from a homeowner. I was trying to save money before Christmas, so we called our nephew, and, you know, he works in construction, so he's very handy, and we told him he could pull our well pump. Well, the well pump ended up being at the bottom of the well, as well as the pipe and wire and everything. And so if you can imagine in your head, you know, you drill a well, and depths can vary from anywhere 100, 180 feet to 1,000 feet. So, you know, you have this piece of equipment and pipe that now you have dropped several hundred feet underground. The chances of being able to fish that out are usually slim to none. And there are ways you could, and there's ways that we can get you water with different pumps and things, but the cost that you're going to incur after you try to do it on your own, just call someone.
More, right? Yeah,
absolutely. Call a professional for sure.
You know, we have equipment that I send out with my technicians, and sometimes I think it looks so easy. They're using this piece of equipment to pull a pump out, and they're like, how hard is that? That doesn't look difficult. But we use those pieces of equipment when there is problems, if it's stuck, if there's, you know, little issues that it's not the ideal well to be pulling a pump. And so people have to remember that, because it's like, that was simple. We could do this, guys. We could do this. And then once you're in trouble, your hands are tight. You're like, okay, what do we do now? Now we're getting the call. What do we do? We don't know what to do.
There's so many videos, actually. From time to time, I like to go on YouTube, and I like to just search people trying to pull their own pumps. And there are videos of people with a rope attached to a wheelbarrow, hooked to a vehicle that they're trying to pull it out. And I've seen, you know, a windshield get smashed or someone getting a rope in their face and, you know, losing an eye. Everyone has a neighbor that has a brilliant idea on how to pull these pumps. And it never goes the way that you think that it's going to go. I watch some videos, watch some video fails of people trying to pull their own pumps. I mean, that's the best lesson learned of thinking that you could do it on your own. You're just going to incur more costs than you even know what to do with it, trying to do it on your own.
Good advice. So what's the distance that the well needs to be from a septic tank or a septic mound?
It's
sand 100, mound.
100 feet away.
100 feet away. So what happens usually in homes? I mean, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, they didn't keep that distance. They didn't have that distance between them.
Well, if you are in an existing home and you're grandfathered in, I mean, it doesn't become an issue. It becomes an issue when you're trying to sell your home. So you're trying to sell your home. Sometimes, if depending on the deal, the kind of deal you're making.
And the financing.
And financing. It can get passed through. But when you start to deal with some of these loans, these institutions say, no, 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 we're not going to let this. It's either drilling a new well. Well, most of the time it's drilling a new well or putting a new septic system in.
And that's costly.
Right. And those are the questions that we want people to call us and ask. We have that checklist available to them to say, hey, we're going to put our, well, for instance, I had a homeowner who, it was a second home. They were selling it. They were saying, you know, we're going to put it on the market in the spring. I said, you know, before you put it on the market, test your water. It came back with coliform in it. They had no idea it was a second home. They weren't living there full time. So say they had a buyer right away and they were going for finance and they went to take the water and it failed. Now you've got a buyer who has this question in their head. This water isn't safe to drink. I'm afraid. Eliminate that. Do your steps before you put the house on the market or right in the beginning before you put it on the market so that, you know, everything is taken care of. The system's been inspected. The water has been tested. Everything is good.
We love a proactive customer. And a lot of times we'll get a customer that calls and says, hi, I'm closing on my house on Friday, so can you get me a water sample back by then? And it's impossible, especially if you're doing it the correct way. It's impossible. It has a 48-hour turnaround time on any bacteria test, as well as paperwork from the lab and making sure everything is done in order. You need to be proactive if you're selling, if you're buying. Just don't wait until the last minute. I feel like the water system is usually the last thing someone thinks about, whether they're building a new home, selling a new home, moving into a new home. You know, they worry about what type of kitchen cabinets they have, or do you have granite countertops, or, you know, what are all the bells and whistles in the house, not what is going to save me down the road where I'm not spending $1,500 on a new well pump or a new system or something because I didn't ask the right questions in the beginning.
Yeah, we had a show recently where we had the home inspector, and she said the same thing. She said, you should get your home inspected before you put it on the market so you can nip all of these things
right.
in the butt so you don't have to worry about it. Now, you're talking about a well pump. What is the average life of a well pump? How long are they expected to last? Or does it depend on how many people I have in the house, how much I use it? Does that matter?
Well, I mean, it's key to make sure that you're aware of issues that are happening. So if you notice, you know, some fluctuating pressure off and on water, you don't think something's running right, you should contact someone immediately. Contact us at Night Well Drilling. But
at what number?
570-842-8142. And just to make sure it's working adequately before you run into the issue where you wake up and you have no water at all. It's the manufacturer, they say 10 to 13 years, but, you know, sometimes you see little key things before that you can maybe prevent.
Or sometimes we'll get a call and they'll say, well, we heard that funny noise for the last month and then we have no water. Well, that funny noise could have prevented thousands of dollars being spent because something was starting to go.
Yes, usually there are telltale signs that are warning signs, signals that something has to be changed, maintained.
If the breaker's tripping, we had a customer. Yeah, my breaker's been tripping. I just keep resetting the breaker. Well, your breaker should not be tripping, you know, every time you're using your water. That's definitely a red flag that you should have something checked out for sure.
You know, I think key here is letting the customer know, call us. You might think it's a dumb question, but sometimes we've heard that question before and we have the solution to whatever happened in that instance that could possibly be happening in your instance too. So sometimes people say, oh, I don't want to call you because it was a dumb question. It isn't.
There's no dumb question.
No, chances are you've heard it before. You've seen it before. You know what's going on.
No, so when I call you, I'm not going to get somebody's voicemail, and maybe they'll call me back, maybe they won't. So when I call you, I'm probably going to get you and you're going to help me. That's outrageous.
Absolutely. That was one of the things that we set up years ago in our industry. You know, most of the guys are out in the field, and we said they want to talk to a person. And I think we can all agree on that you want to talk to someone, no matter if it's ordering stuff, the doctor's office, no matter what it is, whatever industry it is, you want to talk to a real person because you've got questions that, you know, just doesn't relate to yes or no, press one or press two. And I think that's helped us a lot.
Well, it's happening in real estate as well. There's a younger generation that's pushing that the brick and mortar of real estate offices is going to fall by the wayside. And I have to disagree because we answer our phones and we have people when you call and you want to list your house or you want information about a house. Yes, a lot of information can be found on the internet, and people do like some people do like to hit up, you know, information and set up an appointment via email. But still, a significant number of people still want to talk to a real life person, know who's going to be meeting them at a house, know how much they sold, what their track record is, experience, and further information than the website can give.
And you know what's great, too? I mean, we have our hardware store, too, in Goldsboro with our office at Night Well Drilling. But we'll do an installation and people will come in. And I always tell them, I mean, I'm there. Lauren's there. You can come in and ask us after the fact, after the work is done. Hey, I just wanted to come and thank you or ask you a question. You know where to find us. You're not trying to track me down on a cell phone where you have no idea where the office is. That's the one good thing. I always tell people, you know, you can always find us.
And you have that interaction. I mean, one question might branch off to another question, and you can have a conversation. So, you know, whether it's a wife calling because her husband's at work and he doesn't have the time to talk, you know, she understands a whole conversation that she could repeat back, or vice versa. You know, the wife is working and the husband calls. It doesn't matter that they understand the full conversation, that they can reiterate it back to their partner and say, this is what I learned today. This is the information. You can call them, email them, send them a message on Facebook if you have any other questions, and, you know, say your name and your situation, and 99% of the time, we remember having that exact conversation with you.
And it's funny, when you own your own business, you know, you're checking your emails all times of the day, night. And so we'll be home at night, and Lauren and I will be talking to each other like, hey, we just got an email. Send some feedback to them, because they're home now. They're home from work. They have a clear mind. They want an answer now when they can
focus,
right?
Good stuff. Today with us is Jackie Knight, Lauren Knight, mother and daughter team from Knight Well Drilling, known as the Water Boss out of Goldsboro. What is your contact information, please?
You can give us a call at 570-842-8142. We also have a website at knightwelldrilling.com. We are on Facebook as well.
Great. So there's ways to find you.
Absolutely.
Or somebody could just Google you.
Google, email. If we're on the internet, you'll find it.
Knight is spelled with a K.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath home on Scranton's East Mountain at 205 Lilac Lane for $174,000. This beautiful brick home has gorgeous hardwood floors, two fireplaces, and has a built-in two-car garage. This home has a beautifully updated kitchen, a covered rear patio. It's got beautiful, mature landscaping and a fully finished lower level that could be an additional bedroom or a family room. That's a beautiful two-bedroom, two-bath brick ranch home at 205 Lilac Lane on Scranton's East Mountain for $174,000. That's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
Thank you. I have a snapshot of a home buyer.
No statistics?
Well, this is the National Association of Realtors Research Statistics.
Okay.
And it's a snapshot, an overview of what the home buyer looked like last year. 33% of the buyers last year were first-time home buyers.
A third. That's pretty good.
Compared to, it's slightly dipped, 34% in 2017. Median purchase price, $250,000. Household income, $91,600. And 51% of the buyers last year bought a home in a suburban area. A little overview.
Nice.
Okay, don't go anywhere. You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. We'll be right back.
Mom, can I please go down the street to say goodbye to Bobby before he moves?
Son, I can't even get up these steps. I need to sell this house.
Hon, I know things are tight, but I think we need a bigger house.
Does this sound familiar? Life constantly changes, and so can your living situation. The home that was the perfect fit for you years ago just doesn't work anymore. The award-winning professionals at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have helped many people just like you throughout northeastern Pennsylvania for almost a half century. With their extensive knowledge of the market and how to sell and buy a home, the dedicated team of realtors at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate have successfully assisted and guided people into a new chapter in their lives. Let us help you. Visit jruddy.com. That's J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
And we're back getting lots of good information.
We're talking about wells with Knight Well Drilling, Jackie Knight and Lauren Knight, mother-daughter team. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here. We're having an excellent discussion. You not only drill wells, you maintain the water, you treat the water. So you have a lot of knowledge regarding this topic. And so you've been doing it a long time, over 50 years. As you're talking last show and this and currently the first half of this show, every time you say something about testing water or drilling a well, I'm sitting here thinking, it's on my mind, that I want to ask, what's the cost? Do you have a cost for water tests and, you know, maybe a general cost on drilling wells?
I'm going to the same answer we get from everybody. It depends.
Yeah.
Absolutely, it depends. I mean, water testing, you could test for anything in your water. So I usually ask people, what do you want to test for or what we recommend? So at our office in Goldsboro, we test for minerals, iron, pH, and hardness for free. So if you bring up a sample of water in any container, plastic bag, a water bottle. We could test for minerals for free in our office. And then usually we hit the next level. Is there anything else you're concerned about? So we also provide bacteria tests. Those are $30 if you're bringing the sample to our office. If we are coming out, it is a different rate, which depending on your area. And so that's the second level. Minerals, bacteria. I have customers sometimes that want to know metals in their water, nitrate, nitrites, which is usually fertilizers, arsenic. I mean, there is, you could test, like I said before, you could test for anything. So it could be very expensive. You could get in the few hundred dollar range. It really depends what you want to test for. But the basic tests are relatively affordable, especially the minerals, because we could test those for free in the office. Absolutely.
How about drilling a well?
Drilling a well ranges. It's
give
such,
me a range, yeah.
Well, ballpark price for a 300-foot well with about 60 feet of steel casing. The steel casing is actually the pipe that will put your, it goes into solid bedrock, and that's going to help with any type of contamination or surface water. And there's so much to learn. I mean, we use 17-pound casing. That's recommended for state regulations. And a pump installation that would work off a 300-foot well, you're looking about $6,500 as a ballpark. But like I said, it could be so confusing and overwhelming. Every area is different. We have wells that are 180 feet deep. We have wells that are 1,300 feet deep.
And the key thing is, when we talk to people that are scared they're drilling a new well, we say the key is the casing. Casing secures it that it's in solid bedrock, that you're getting no surface water. So, you know, when we're competing against other drillers, we look into our database, we say, okay, that area is going to take 100 feet of casing. Or we like to give the worst case scenario, because I love giving good news. This has to be. There's no cutting corners on that. Because then you have a constructed well that isn't done properly. So the key is getting that casing into solid bedrock so that nothing seeps into that well.
So, you know, obviously there are parts to a well like a pump. And now if that goes, you know, and it's around Christmas time or whatever, or I want to go to the Bahamas and I need extra cash in my wallet, my pocket, I could go online and save money, correct?
Yeah, I'm going to get Uncle Lou, who's going to do it. Uncle Lou's going to put the new pump in, and Uncle Lou is going to get a really good deal on Amazon. What do you have to say about that?
I love Amazon just as much as everyone else, but the problem with Amazon, eBay, places where you could buy online is, one, they're usually outdated or they don't come with a warranty. So when we're installing pumps, we work with the manufacturer to make sure that we have a warranty on them, that the date code is up to date. You don't want something that's out of date, that's been used, that if you put it down the well and your friend or relative, whoever helps you out, you put it down and it's not pumping, what's your next step? Because I've tried to return things on Amazon and it is a nightmare. So I can only imagine purchasing something like that where it's mechanical or you're using it and now you have to explain, it doesn't work, but I want my money back. It would be a hard sale there with Amazon.
So they've saved on the product and they saved on installation, but it's not working.
And shipping. Because right, they're shipping, a prime member. Right. Okay.
So we get the call. We just put this pump in and it's not working. Can you help us? Well, you need to go back to Amazon, because as a dealer, we have engineers on a hotline that we can call when, and even for our commercial work too that we do, we can get on the line, we can talk to these engineers about power issues, three phase. I mean, it starts to get really complicated and I'm not going to get into details, but there is backup for us. So we're not like guessing or twiddling our thumb going, okay, what do we do next? We have professionals to help us through and to troubleshoot. So that's key.
Right. So how could you come out and make that Amazon pump work? You couldn't.
I think the fact that we're in the office and you call and you say you have no water, we just don't take your name and number and say we'll be right there. And then you get bombarded with costs and scenarios and things when we get there. We have a full conversation when we're on the phone with the customer, letting them know different aspects of the well system that could go wrong. We have conversations where we can ask them questions. They could come back and ask us a question. They can check something on their system. And we can kind of troubleshoot a little bit on the phone to give them the best ballpark price. And also not only convince, but educate them that this is what we're going to do. If this doesn't work, we also have another solution. You know, it's not just you have no water, replace your well pump. And that's, I think, a lot of the problem comes in. I have no water. I must need a new pump. It's not always the case.
And the one thing we do, and this is key, this is our policy at our company, that, you know, we go out there, especially if the homeowner is not home, we'll go out there, troubleshoot, we'll give the customer an estimate. There's no surprises of, well, the work's done. Okay, this is your bill. Everyone is well aware of what their
bill is beforehand. Right. Okay, good. So one of the things I want to talk about, you know, I'm seeing a lot of this happen in real estate. There's communities that have been established neighborhoods that are on community wells. And say there's maybe 15, 20, 25 homes on one community well. And now I'm seeing over and over again that these neighborhoods have to go they have to take their houses off the community well. The DEP is no longer allowing that number of homes to be on one well. Are you seeing this as well?
Well, we've been working with DEP and taking communities off wells. And we usually have a meeting with the community, and they determine who they want. Like, there's some communities that we've had where they couldn't afford, certain people couldn't afford to get off. And so they rally around each other, and the younger couples maybe are the ones that, you know, take the hit and put the well in because they're going to be in the community much longer. But I think it's a good thing, because what ends up happening is there's a cost involved, and the costs are getting more expensive than years ago. So now the community has to, they have no water. It's a bigger pump. Now they've got to spread that expense. Well, if you've got somebody who doesn't have the money to take care of it, how do you spread that expense among the others? And so these were the problems that they were having, plus all of the testing and the construction of the well wasn't done the way you have to do it now.
Not to today's standards.
Standards,
right?
Correct.
And a lot of communities don't stock a pump, and by that I mean commercial pumps are different. They have different electrical components and different gallons per minute on a pump end, and a lot more to it than just a residential pump. So this community goes down and they have no water. Well, the community can't afford to stock a pump. So now some of these communities are waiting, because who has a pump that's available to be here Friday at 4 o'clock? Or, you know, most distributors aren't open Saturdays, and now your community's down for several days because you couldn't afford to stock the pump. You know, you don't have one readily available, or it's on a weekend, it's on a holiday. And so, you know, if I was in a community, I'd rather have my own. Well, you're in control of that. You're not banking on someone to be testing the water, maintaining, and making sure that you're having no issues within it.
Very good information, ladies. Jackie Knight, Lauren Knight, mom and daughter, Knight Well Drilling out of Goldsboro. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
You can reach us on Facebook. We post quite often. And you can also call us at 570-842-8142 or visit us at our website, knightwelldrilling.com.
And Knight is spelled with a K.
With a K, yes.
Thank you very much, ladies, for 2 weeks of excellent discussion. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes. We have an investor's dream. It's a 7-unit apartment house at 1021 Pittston Avenue in Scranton for $280,000. There are 5 2-bedroom apartments and 2 1-bedroom apartments. All units are rented and in good condition. This building has been well maintained. It has a new rubber roof. It's been recently painted on the exterior. It's got a 3-year-old gas boiler, new windows. It's got a new electrical service. This has a lot of updates. That's a 7-unit investment opportunity at 1021 Pittston Avenue in Scranton for $280,000. That's listed by Gail Lewis of our office.
I have highlights from NAR, National Association of Realtors. Characteristics of homes purchased. Buyers of new homes made up 14%, and buyers of previously owned homes made up 86%. Most recent buyers who purchased new homes were looking to avoid renovations and problems with plumbing and electricity. Buyers who purchased previously owned homes were most often considering a better price. Detached single-family homes continued to be the most common home type for recent buyers, followed by 8% of buyers who chose townhomes or row homes. Thanks for tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker.